I'm Rick Ganley. This is NHPR. All this week on Morning Edition, we're bringing you a week-long series on the heroin and opioid addiction crisis. We're calling it Hope on the Front Lines. We're traveling across the state and talking with people at the ground level that are trying to make a difference. One way people are trying to help is through recovery coaching, a peer support model that's growing in the state. Coaches support those in recovery by helping access treatment and other resources, like finding a job and a safe place to live as they try to get clean. To learn more, I recently joined about 40 people at a Recovery Coach Academy in a hotel conference room in Concord.
My name is Kathy Sari. I'm from New Ipswich, New Hampshire, and I pastor a church there.
Dave Simpson, full-time firefighter EMT with the town of Pittsfield.
I'm Melissa O'Brien, and I am from Nashua, New Hampshire. And I want to jump on that bandwagon to really learn how to combat this epidemic.
Everyone I speak to wants to help, but perhaps no one in the room is feeling a sense of urgency like Kyle McDonald of Franklin.
It's unfortunate. You know, I actually had a friend pass away just last night of an overdose. I got home after going to a recovery meeting, and I got home and, you know, come to find out my buddy's, he passed away, you know, and it's, I mean, this is just an amazing person, you know, someone who had so much to give and, like, love, and he's gone, and we're losing people like that, and that's just an example. Like, it happens every day.
When that something like that happens, when you get a phone call like that, what is your first thought?
I really just wonder what could have stopped it, because it's a waste.
Like many here, McDonald is in recovery himself, and he's taking this training as a way to help others who want to get clean.
I can't predict what I'm going to do with it. All I know is that this is something I feel that I need to do. I can't really explain it to you much other than that. Like, it's something that I need to do, and no matter what that looks like, I want my hand to be there for someone who wants to grab it.
There's so many people that want to do something to help, and this is kind of a way to, like, figure out how can I be a part of the solution.
Cheryl Pacapelli is Director of Community Engagement for New Futures, an advocacy organization that has trained more than 200 coaches in the past year.
We're seeing family members, people who have lost children or brothers or sisters.
They're seeing clergymen, EMTs, police officers, and even those on the other side of the law. Ginger Ross with the New Hampshire Alcohol and Drug Abuse Counselors Association shows me a letter she got from an inmate at the Concord State Prison.
He wrote me this passionate letter, and he indicates that he's 6 months sober, and he recognizes the value in recovery, and when he gets out in 18 months, he wants to be part of the recovery community to help others.
Recovery coaches are not licensed by the state and don't provide clinical services. But Ross explains the training can be a starting point for those looking to get into the professional field.
As a recovery coach, they will receive 30 credit hours that they can use towards their licensure of either a CRSW, which is Certified Recovery Support Worker, or if they're pursuing a career towards licensed alcohol and drug counselor, they can use those credits towards that.
And it's not just New Hampshire where recovery coaching is growing, says Jim Wolfing. He's running the training and helped write the academy's curriculum.
Universally, we understand that treatment works, but what we haven't done that well as a society is support early recovery. Mm-hmm. That's why you see the revolving door, both in treatment and in criminal justice, and that's what recovery support service. So it's growing everywhere.
The process of recovery and getting into the recovery coaching. It's been really
as the morning gets underway, there's an open discussion with the class. The conversation veers into topics like ethics and personal biases. Many in the room open up about their fears of getting emotionally invested in their subject's recovery.
I mean, how do you not take it personally if you're working with someone and they just start spiraling into self-destruction?
The answer? Avoid the expectation that your help will be received.
The whole pain point of recovery coaching isn't I'm right and they're wrong. It is I'm meeting them where they're at. To put your love and your compassion and whatever resource you have to share with your recovery on the table, what the person does with that is up to them. It's not up to us.
So then what's the next one we're supposed to do?
What is cultural competence?
The walls in the rooms are covered with easel paper from brainstorming sessions held during the week. And the tables are covered with cans of Play-Doh and bite-sized candy. Kathy Sari, the pastor from New Ipswich, says the mood is often light.
Never a dull moment in this class. There's skits and things to help you get into the mode of learning. And yeah, very amazing class. I'd highly recommend it for anybody.
The 5-day course costs $100, and everyone here has a different plan for what they want to do with the training. Sari runs support groups out of her church and plans to bring what she's learned back there. Dave Simpson, the firefighter and EMT from Pittsfield, says he's here to learn how to help those who've hit rock bottom get on a path toward recovery.
You know, studies suggest that within 24 hours of an overdose is when people are the most open to help. And, you know, we're there minute one.
And he says taking this class has opened his eyes.
I think my aha moment, so to speak, was speaking with my fellow classmates. You know, in this class, the majority of my classmates are people in active recovery, you know, and to hear their stories, it's just amazing, you know, how strong these individuals are.
One of his classmates in recovery is Carolee Longley of Northfield.
I've been one of the anonymous people that has been out there, you know, for almost 28 years, being clean and sober behind the scenes.
She sees the training as the start of her path toward working in the recovery field.
We're losing a generation. This is wiping out a generation. I have students I used to work with, and some of them, they're not here anymore, and just these kids, they're dying way too soon. So I feel like that is also a personal responsibility to try to do something about the heroin epidemic.
Still others, like Emily Duff from Lebanon, are here to help family members dealing with addiction. She's planning to bring back what she's learned to the Upper Valley, where she says resources are scarce for those who need help recovering from addiction.
I think it's maybe lack of funding. I think a lot of people don't want to deal with it. I don't think a lot of people want to face that there is an issue. But it's out there, and we need the help.
New Futures will hold its next Recovery Coach Academy next month in Keene.